Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and as the clock approaches 4:30, you know what that means. We're getting you ready for the weekend with the Outdoors Outlook from Nanticoke Outfitters. If you're looking to get out and enjoy the outdoors, why don't you book your next hunting or fishing excursion with Captain Dave and the crew at Nanticoke Outfitters? You can do it at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Now, Captain Dave, yesterday I was hanging out with Jason Lee from Outdoors Delmarva. He got to get out and enjoy some whitetail deer hunting for the Whitetail Open that's happening in Delaware this week. The shotgun season, though, is coming to an end pretty soon, right?
It is. It is coming to an end. And before I talk about that, I want to congratulate our good friend Jason Lee on harvesting a big, beautiful doe. I saw that. So that's always exciting. But yes, the Delaware gun season will come to an end this weekend on Sunday. But the good thing for those of you that hold a Delaware license, if you're a waterfowler, Monday starts duck season. So Monday the 20th through the 25th, Monday through Saturday, is duck and goose season in the state of Delaware. Now, moving over to the state of Maryland, right now we are in duck season, and we're going to have duck hunting until Friday. And I tell you, DNR snuck in a little bonus there for us. We also have goose hunting available Tuesday through Friday of next week, so the 21st through the 24th, so don't miss your opportunity there. What a great way to add some additional meat on that Thanksgiving Day table.
You know, I always find that it's got to be sort of confusing to try to keep up with the calendar and what's in season and what isn't. If we go to Nanticoke Outfitters, is there a resource there that we can use to make sure that we know what's safe and what's not safe to be going after?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you asked that question, Gary. If you go to the home page on the website, there are some links there with details on dates for the seasons, as well as what stamps are required and where you can purchase those. And it really is tough because just as we start wrapping up our duck and goose season on Saturday after Thanksgiving, next Saturday, we start our gun season in Maryland. So we'll be kicking that off. And I tell you, speaking of deer, the rutting activity for the white-tailed deer is very, very good right now. And I've seen a lot of nice harvests from some friends and family. They're definitely on the move, and it's a great time to be in the deer woods. I'll share with you also the sea ducks have moved in great numbers, literally from the mouth of the bay all the way up to the Taylor's Island area. It's pretty good sea duck hunting right now, and this weekend will be fairly good weather. We might have a little bit of rain tomorrow morning, but overall, I think it'll be a good time to get out and chase yourself some sea ducks.
You mentioned sea. I was a little surprised, Captain Dave. I got a couple of friends that were posting themselves out on boats this week. I keep thinking as the weather's changing that we're kind of transitioning away from fishing. Is that really the case?
You know, I tell you, personally, yes, I've transitioned away. But no, I mean, the fishing, I mean, look at where we live, right? We've got so many opportunities for fishing, and there have been some nice surprises over the last week. And the same thing for me. I've talked to a lot of buddies that are out fishing still, and they are catching some beautiful flounder. There are some nice size flounder being caught just off the shore at some of the reefs and the wrecks. And if you have an opportunity to get out there, you have the right boat or equipment, it would be a good time to get out there. Now, we do have some wind coming in next week, so please be smart about that because it does not take long for hypothermia to set in if something were to go bad while you're out there in the big water. I think the only other thing I want to mention is with the sika deer are still very active, and the rut has slowed down for them, but that means it's a great time to focus on your feeders. All the stags are hitting feeders really hard, which goes to show they're going to focus on feed. Hey, Gary, that's it for today. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.
Sounds good, Captain Dave, and because I won't talk to you before, I want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. Are there any cool traditions that you and your family do on the big day?
Of course there is, Gary. I mean, we're a hunting and fishing family, so you know that we do. Yeah, every Thursday morning, myself and my five sons, we go duck hunting. Duck hunting is always in season in Maryland during Thanksgiving, so we will be out in the marsh shooting some ducks, telling some stories, having a good time, and working up that appetite.
Love that. That's what the holiday is really all about, being thankful for the bounty that you have and the people that you get to share it with. So I'll wish you good hunting and a successful trip and a very happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thank you, Gary. Same to you.